T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've been a little critical of him myself as far as not him being one of my favorite guys in the league.
No, you're going to be wrong, too. As much as I love you, Ike, you're going to be proven wrong, too.
And you know for
probably not the first time.
For you, I want
definitely not the first time.
Yeah, that was last training camp where John Harbaugh and Ike sparred a little bit about Lamar Jackson. Did you play the he's hot garbage? No, you didn't play that.
Hell no.
I couldn't find it.
Yeah. You couldn't find it. Anyway.
No, we got rid of that. That's out.
Good.
Yeah, we got rid of that.
John Harbaugh joins us coming up next at 4 o'clock, and we will talk about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. And I promise to ask an Ike Reese story of John Harbaugh. All right, so I promise to ask.
Just in the future, you don't play a clip of someone calling the coach's quarterback hot garbage.
That wouldn't have been good for business, right?
That would not be good for business.
He may not have come on today if we did that back then.
Yes, he would still be okay with me, but he would not be okay with this show.
He would not. So every Friday, Nick Costos, our sports betting expert and the host of You Better You Bet on radio.com, joins us. And Nick is brought to us by BetRivers.net. Go to BetRivers.net, sign up for the free $5,000 weekly pick'em contest. And Nick joins us right now. What's up, brother?
What's going on, guys? How are you? Great to be with you guys and, of course, the great people of Philadelphia on a glorious football Friday.
All right, let's roll through this. First, let me ask you this, because the Eagles are 7.5-point underdogs here, and from time to time you'll hear people talking about betting or buying a half point or buying a point to bring the line down. Do you do that? And tell everybody how it works.
For instance, right, actually and I don't blame you for saying 7. This line is actually spiked I've been looking at this all day while I've been preparing for the show coming up at 4 o'clock Eastern. This line is spiked in the last half hour or so. This is up to Ravens -9.5 now over at the Bet River Sportsbook. So a lot of money, like an avalanche of money coming in on the Ravens. And this is fairly recent, literally in the last 20 minutes or so, probably since the last time I looked. So you'll hear some people talk about buying points. You want to do it if you're going to do it around the key numbers. So if you like a favorite, for instance, and they're laying 7.5, you could theoretically buy a half point, get them down to 7. Or if you have a favorite and they're a 7-point favorite and you like the favorite, you could buy a half point and take it down to 6.5, and then you're only laying 6.5 and you capture the key number of 7. I think these are generally what we call minus EV propositions. You will lose more often than not if you do this. I personally would not advise it. Certainly if you're betting a lot of money on games, I wouldn't advise it. If you're just throwing down beer money on a couple games here and there on the weekend, it's not the worst thing to do, because ultimately you're not paying that much since you're not betting that much for the right to buy that half point. But I think just as standard betting procedure, it's probably something that should be avoided. If you like a team at 7.5, then just lay the 7.5, and the expectation should be that they should be able to win that game by more than 7 points.
Good advice. So with that being said, and beginning of the show, I was saying that a lot of Baltimore money's been coming in, but it hasn't really moved the line all week, but now the line has moved significantly today. What does that tell you?
It tells me that people like the Ravens quite a bit, right? And not unexpected, because I feel like every single pro bettor that we've talked to this week, all the odds makers, all the experts, it seems like everyone's on the Baltimore Ravens this week, and I kind of have to echo that sentiment. I think I like it, even at 9.5. Now, I do think there's a case to be made for the Eagles keeping this game close. I don't think the Eagles can win this game. I actually really like the under a lot. So for Jack, maybe we do the under as my favorite bet in this game. I also like the Ravens, but I like the under here. And here's kind of how I see this going down. And if you're an Eagles fan, I think here's where you can kind of draw optimism. Like, Philly's defense is very good against the run, like very good up front. And what do the Ravens want to do? Obviously, they want to lean on that run game. So I think it stands to reason that Philly's not going to have Baltimore won't have a ton of success, on the ground. Now, we saw Pittsburgh really take advantage of the secondary last week. I had the over last week. I didn't think there would be like 150 points in that game. But that's how you can kind of get at this Eagles defense, by attacking the Jim Schwartz secondary. Lamar Jackson hasn't thrown the ball great this year. Like, we have to call a spade a spade. Like, he's awesome. He deserved to win MVP last year. He also has not been great throwing the football this year. So do you have confidence in Lamar to kind of put the big numbers up like Roethlisberger did last week to kind of cover this huge spread? I certainly think he can do it. I just think that the Eagles are going to have a lot of trouble scoring points in this game. This Baltimore defense really came on last week against Cincinnati. We're seeing more turnover on this Eagles offensive line now, with Matt Pryor going to miss this game with an illness. Jamon Brown's going to slot in here. So I see some problems for the Eagles scoring points. I think the Eagles can slow down the Ravens' ground game. So that leads me towards under 47.5. If you made me pick a side, I guess I would lay it with Baltimore, but I feel more confident in this under.
All right, Nick, give us your three best bets. You're 10-7 on the show this year, so you've been doing pretty well. What do you got this week?
All right, well, let's go first to Pittsburgh, where the Steelers are 4-point favorites against the Cleveland Browns. So the Steelers getting a bit of bad injury news today with David DeCastro, their star guard, being ruled out here. But they have a youngster named Kevin Dotson, who's already started one game this season that a lot of people are high on. So while losing DeCastro hurts, I don't think it's the end of the world. Meanwhile, for the Cleveland Browns, they're also down a guard of all-pro caliber in Wyatt Teller, who by all metrics has been the best guard in football this season. And Baker Mayfield is nursing sore ribs. Practiced in full today, but I mean, is questionable on the injury report. Barely practiced on Wednesday and Thursday, going up against a ferocious Steelers pass rush here. So I think this is going to spell trouble for Cleveland. And Pittsburgh's run defense is also good. Like, Miles Sanders did have that long run last week, but like, aside from that, like, the Steelers are allowing 2.3 yards per carry this year. And we know the Browns really like to run the ball. So I think this is a bad matchup. Browns offense against Steelers defense. And I think Ben Roethlisberger can get it going against a Browns secondary that's down Ronnie Harrison, that's down Carl Joseph, Greedy Williams on IR, Grant Delpit already out for the year. So best bet number one will be the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys, laying 4 at Bet Rivers at home over the Cleveland Browns. You know, people have been saying it all week. I've been hearing it on national radio, local radio, doesn't matter. The Chicago Bears, the worst 4-1 team in the history of the National Football League. Well, gentlemen, I can't wait till Monday morning when we're calling the Chicago Bears the worst 5-1 team in the history of the National Football League. I like the Bears on Sunday to go into Carolina, 1-point underdogs right now on the road at the Panthers. I think the Bears are going to win this game. This Panthers defense has been very good over the last couple of weeks, but they are really banged up right now. They put their best defensive lineman in the interior, Kawan Short, out for the season-ending injured reserve. Brian Burns did clear concussion protocol, but he's barely practiced all week. Etur Gross-Matos placed on injured reserve. Both of their starting cornerbacks listed as questionable for this game. Allen Robinson is matchup-proof. He's quarterback-proof, meaning all his quarterbacks always suck, and he still puts up big yardage. And I actually think David Montgomery, who I think is terrible, could have a decent game against a Panthers run defense that has been soft like tissue here. So give me the Chicago Bears to go into Carolina. I don't think the Bears are good, don't get me wrong, but I do like them in this spot against the Carolina Panthers. And for best bet number three, guys, we will go off the board on Sunday, and we will go instead to Monday Night Football, where we have the Dallas Cowboys as home underdogs, 1-point home dogs against the Arizona Cardinals. So Arizona just put Chandler Jones on season-ending IR, torn bicep. He's their best pass rusher. So yes, the Cowboys' offensive line is banged up, but where's the pass rush coming from Arizona with Chandler Jones now on IR? Also for the Cowboys, Leighton Vander Esch, their star middle linebacker, lost in week one with a broken collarbone, practicing in full thus far this week. Now we'll see how the contact practice goes for him on Saturday, but it looks like Vander is on track to play in this game here, which is major news here for the Cowboys and their defense. And Andy Dalton is not the type of guy that can elevate mediocrity around him, but when there's good players around him, he is elevated as a result. You certainly have that in Dallas. I think the Cowboys win outright. Take the Cowboys on the money line. Forget about the point. I actually think they're going to close as favorites in this game. So give me the Cowboys as my final of the best bets here. Getting a point, Monday Night Football at home against Arizona.
Pittsburgh -4, Bears +1, Cowboys +1. The under in the Eagles game coming up on Sunday, and Nick Costas is getting ready for You Better You Bet. It's 4-8 on the radio.com app and also on game day Sundays from 9-1. Nick, thanks, brother.
Gentlemen, really appreciate it. Wishing you and the great listeners in Philadelphia minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
There you are.
Yeah,
thanks, brother.
Got it.
And Nick is brought to us by BetRivers.net. Go to BetRivers.net and sign up for the free $5,000 weekly pick'em contest. All right. Coming up next, he coached Ike Reese for many years with the Eagles. He recruited Ike Reese in high school. And now he's been coaching the Baltimore Ravens since 2008, and he brings his team into Philadelphia this weekend. We will talk to the coach, John Harbaugh. That's coming up next on Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, you need a new Acura? Then you have to visit my guys over at Elite Acura. And if you've been waiting for the perfect opportunity, there's never been a better time than right now during their fall takeover event. Now, the savings are piling up on new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned Acuras, like a new 2021 Acura RDX front-wheel drive, leased for just $349 a month for 36 months. Plus, all of their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a comprehensive 182-point inspection by their outstanding factory-trained technicians. Now, there's never been a better time to save. Hurry in during the fall takeover event and experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make. At Elite Acura, home of the Elite Advantage, visit them today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.